You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good morning to you. Wilson, we all know Metro has got some issues, and we've been trying to work our way through with this Safe Track program, and it's been an inconvenience to everybody, and ridership is down, and many people look at the Metro system and say maybe it's in the death spiral because, you know, the ridership is down and they're raising the prices on everything, and, you know, can Metro survive? Many people are really wondering, what is the solution to the Metro problem? Well, joining us on the line right now is Esker Bilger, who is with the Metro Union, the union that the people who work at Metro, and they think they have some ideas, but they just feel like they're not being asked to explain what they think are the solutions. So we're going to rectify that this morning. Mr. Bilger, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
So you were out yesterday handing out a bunch of Metro cards to people and trying to get their attention and making the case that, you know the workers have some of the ideas that could solve some of the problems. What do you think the solutions are to this confounding Metro issue?
We as a union, the union officers and the union membership has actually took resources from the union and bought the Smart Trip cards on our own to welcome riders back and to actually thank the riders that stuck with us through the Safe Track. And the Safe Track is going to be winding down, and they're going to be switching over to aggressive preventive maintenance on the system. Mm-hmm. And our belief is this. We need to figure out a way to get the riders back, and you're not going to do it by raising the fares, cutting service. We need to provide more service and to lower the fares. A lot of the cities around the country don't charge for transfers any longer. We believe that they should do away with the transfers. We believe that there should be a flat fare system within our transit system as well. Yesterday, we gave out $8 on the Smart Trip cards. The Smart Trip cards cost $2 each. And with that, some of the riders wouldn't even be able to take a round trip to and from work each day with $8. But under our proposal, they could stretch it out to almost 2.5 days. They could complete two full round trips and half of a third day. And we believe that's the way that we need to get the riders back, by providing quality service and convenient service and safe service, but also make it affordable for the riders and not have them dig deeper into their pockets.
Yeah, and the system that you just described as far as not charging for transfers and just having a flat fee no matter where you're going, no matter what time of day you're going, is very popular in a lot of cities around the country. And I'm very familiar with the New York City subway system. And you just swipe your card and you can plan your trip if you have to get somewhere to be able to go to a stop, for instance, Times Square, where you can transfer and get on a different line and you never leave the station, you never have to pay again. You can just transfer, so you can literally get where you need to go just by paying the one fare, the $2.75, and that's it. And I think that is one way to make it more user friendly, at least in my view.
And you are correct. You are absolutely correct. And it would be user friendly. It'd be more convenient, and it'll probably save time boarding and the buses and the rail system. So That's our proposal as well.
Yeah, and it makes it easier for people who are not from this area to just say, oh, I can just, this is what it costs me. I don't have to know if I'm coming at a peak time or anything along those lines. Because any city subway system, if you are not familiar with it, is very daunting to use. I don't care where you are. If you're a novice, it's daunting to use. You can make it a little bit less daunting and a little bit more user-friendly that way.
And we agree with that, and it would, I think it would attract a lot more riders. At the initial cost, we would lose some revenue, but we'll pick it up in the gains of the ridership by improving the ridership.
Do you think that, is it possible to get people to come back? Because, there's been so much frustration. So many people are irritated with Metro and the delays, and it's just gotten to the point where it is, in many ways, unworkable. I can't begin to tell you how much frustration there was with this situation with the hockey game the other night, where we're in double overtime, a great game, and at 11:30, people had to leave the arena because Metro was closing down at midnight.
Yeah, and I'm a hockey fan as well, and that would be truly aggravating. And WMATA should figure out a way. They used to stay open for the late night service for the hockey, for the basketball, and for the Nationals. And over the last few years, they WMATA's leadership cut the service back.
Is there not a call for service past 11 o'clock at night or midnight whenever it shuts down? Is there really not a call for service in those 6 hours overnight, 4 hours before you start up again? Or are there just not a lot of people riding the subway at that time of day? Or if you had it open, would people ride? Is that a way to make more revenue?
Actually, there is a need for the service. There is a lot of industries that work, the third shift.
Right.
And unfortunately, the workers that's working a third shift are going to have to find other means to try and get home or to and from work. Mm-hmm. And some of them actually one of them ran into our president a couple weeks ago and said that they were going to have to resign from their employment because they're not going to be able to get to and from work once Metro eliminates all that service.
Wow. Why is it that other cities have figured this out and this region just can't?
I believe that they, our transit system was the best in the nation at one time. And I think individuals, they took it for granted. And when there was surplus money in the 90s, a few years, they actually gave the money back to the localities instead of making the improvements in the infrastructure. And we would need to find a way to come up with the funds and the resources to invest in this infrastructure and make it part of our community and treat it as the vital source that it is.
I can't let you go, though, without asking you this question. Mm-hmm. That I know that right now I can just hear people talking to their radios as they're listening to this interview, because a lot of people look at some of the Metro workers and they think that, they don't really think a great deal about service. They're not service oriented. Is there some work that needs to be done within your own membership?
I think truly a bus operator's job is a very stressful job. And they are the frontline customer service face of the transit system. And they're actually part of the community as well. One of our bus operators actually, early in the morning, saw a young lady sitting on the bridge, and she actually stopped her bus and got out and actually talked her out of jumping off the bridge in D.C. So we are part of the community. And yes, it is a stressful job. And at times the stress gets to them, but for the most part, our transit operators do a wonderful job within the community.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it right there. Esker Bilger with the DC Metro Union. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.